Cheers!
Cheers!
Well, it's that time again.
I'm Susan.
And I'm Annie.
And this is Two Friends, One Chat. Welcome.
Ooh, welcome.
Welcome.
Your voice is sounding extra smooth today.
Well, it's the atmosphere in here this time. I think it's like, you know,
it is
making me feel smooth.
We have like the lights off.
Yeah.
Morning sun trickling in.
Yeah, it just is. You gotta match the vibe in the room sometimes, you know what I mean?
I love that.
I feel like
we could light the candle right for next episode.
It's too hot.
I was just gonna say it's gonna put out way too much.
It's too hot. Please don't.
Well, we have our third gentleman joining us.
We do, for those just listening.
Mr. Ramsey.
It is very warm outside today where we are recording, so Dowies are inside with us, so they're doing such a good job.
They're doing
but you
a
may
job,
hear
yeah.
little extra noises.
We did have a toot in last episode.
We did. So we'll see what this episode brings. Who knows? Welcome everyone to our next episode.
Very excited.
Whether
to
you're audio listening or
yes.
visually seeing us.
Hey.
To each your own. I'm not sure how all this is gonna work yet, so
same.
just grab a chair. Pull up a chair. Come sit with us. We're going to have a good topic.
What?
I don't know if I can say fun, but an important topic for this episode.
I am very, very excited for you to tell this story because I think you're going to really help people make a little bit of a jump.
Okay.
This is a really really great tool. And I know it's not an easy thing to like talk about.
Oh, yeah.
But I think this tool is really, really beautiful.
Yeah. So, you will already know because you will have seen probably the artwork for today's episode. Mm-hmm. But today we're going to kind of just start a little baby discussion on social justice.
Yes.
Social justice is, it's huge. It's nothing we can cover in a podcast episode, let alone a whole podcast, right?
Yeah.
It's big. But I had, when I went to my master's program, I had sort of an introduction to social justice that was, difficult for me, but I'm so, now,
live and breathe.
I'm so glad it happened and I needed to know it, but it's kind of this idea we want to bring it to you guys kind of just like a little intro bite-sized.
I love this.
Donut hole of social justice, right?
Ooh, like, yeah.
We just had a donut. So
ooh.
I think that's why donuts are on my brain.
Yeah, completely fair. Okay, I learned a term.
Ooh.
It's called salt the hay.
What?
Okay, and I am not a farm person. I don't know anything about farms. But, you know, have you ever heard someone say, lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink?
Yes.
And they sort of just leave that there?
Yeah.
Well, the idea is, or you could salt the hay and make them thirsty. So it's like, basically...
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it's like basically saying, don't stop at bringing the horse to the water and it not drinking, right? Because that usually is meant for people, I think, that have like... service fatigue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've done everything I can. There's nothing else I can do. Which, by the way, totally a valid feeling.
Sure, of course.
In our profession, very valid. But I think what you're doing is you're promoting an environment where, like, you're getting people to eat the salted hay to get excited about drinking the water.
Okay.
And maybe...
Ooh, I love this.
Yeah, learn, like, through your experience.
I love this.
This is beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm very excited about it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, similar, I think, to last episode, we'll kind of... start or begin with kind of my story around an introduction to social justice. Social work was definitely a second kind of career for me later in life.
Yeah.
We decided to go on this little journey into social work. So, I've always had that mindset and that heart of a social worker.
Oh, yeah.
But don't think I'd ever been introduced to the idea or concept of social justice.
Yeah.
Until my first year of our master's program. We had separate master's programs, so Where I went definitely was very social justice focused.
Yes.
And on some levels, I would venture to say, I hate to use the word too much because I don't know that that's possible.
Yeah.
But I feel like other things were skipped because that's all that was focused on.
Okay.
So other skills, tools, like we never got around to any of that. Yeah. Whereas I think you were pretty much the only socially just person in your program.
Oh, boy.
They didn't talk about it at all.
Yeah, we were definitely flip-flopped. In fact, there was, like, misrepresentation of like, disproportionality statistics, and I was like,
I know.
This is horrifying.
Yes.
So it was a really interesting experience because they over-focused on the technical skills in my program. And very much so under-focused on social justice.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, for me, I don't even honestly remember. It must have been some sort of intro class, because I don't remember it being some wonderful, amazing class full of content.
Yeah, yeah.
But was kind of introduced to the idea of, I think for me, it came down to... someone said something along the lines of, well, people just need to pull themselves up by the bootstraps, right?
Yeah.
That is a term I've heard forever.
My whole life.
Right?
My whole life, yes.
Forever. And I think on some level, believed, right?
Okay.
Like, on some level, there was this, we all just need to try hard, right? And we need to work together, and maybe I need to help you pull your bootstraps up, right? Oh. So it was never like a you're on your own.
Sure. Oh, you have never been that way. Absolutely. Yes.
Which I think it can be for some people, but so I was never that intense of like, suck it up.
Yeah.
But like, how can I help you pull your bootstraps up, right? Like, I want to be kind.
I'll tie your laces. Yeah.
I can help you. If you do not know how to tie, I'll tie them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, let's do this together, right? And the idea was brought up to me that in this class, like, and this, I'm saying this nicely, I was so naive that I kind of got eaten alive in this class.
Okay.
Around social justice. So it was not presented this nicely to me. This was actually very hard. I really struggled for quite a while with the interactions around this discussion, but kind of came to realize or was shared or told that, like, it's not that simple, that not everyone has boots. And it was kind of like, wait, what? Wait, what? So to have this, you know, we talk about reframing, right? So to have this frame your whole life and then just to have it feel like picked up and just thrown to the ground and shattered, right?
Yeah.
Now is like, oh my goodness, I'm so glad that happened, right?
Yes.
Because I needed it and there's such this bigger... frame out there that I didn't even know about, but at the time it was very terrifying, very anxiety producing and traumatic to have that just kind of thrown to the ground and shattered in front of a group of people, right?
It's like a social worker's nightmare. it's literally like the only thing that could have made it worse is if, like, you were naked during the process. Like, you know, like, in your dreams when you have, like, a terrible dream and you're naked, you know, like, in front of the class. No, that's the hardest way an environment to learn.
Yes. Yeah. And do I think there are better ways to have done that? Yes.
Sure.
I don't think that the way the kind of, I don't want to call it trauma, but I do have some trauma around that day in class for sure.
Yeah.
I don't want that for people. So I'm hoping there's a nicer way to kind of introduce.
Wait. Could listening to this episode be that nicer way for a lot of
people?
Well,
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. So I think with social justice, it's really, if you haven't heard the term and don't know anything about it, it's kind of that recognizing and starting to understand that we don't all start at the same place.
Right.
And I think we, you know, unfortunately, are led to believe that in our society today, especially if we're cisgendered and we're white and we're middle, right?
Yep.
And we're all those quote-unquote normal things,
right? Yes.
That we really are brought up and taught to look at the world within this frame that we grew up with.
Yes.
Because everyone
Yeah.
must have a sort of similar experience, oh, right?
They must, we say facetiously.
Well, no. Well, no, right? So that kind of recognition that other people are not going to have had the same opportunities that you had. And I think where I find people struggle the most when I'm trying to gently talk to people about this, I find people struggle the most with thinking that that means that their life wasn't hard for some reason.
Oh,
right?
That's a great point, yeah.
So they're like, well, does that, that takes away everything I've worked for then, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that, that is not true. I don't think that is true.
Yeah.
You can have had a very hard...
Very hard.
...life.
Yeah.
And that, that doesn't mean that you didn't work hard to get where you're at.
Yeah.
But knowing that someone else of a different gender, a different race, a different ethnicity...
Yeah.
...didn't even have what you had, they, they're starting from a whole different spot.
Yeah.
And that, that's not fair.
Yeah.
Right? That's not just to get to start ahead of the game, what it feels like to some people, just because you're white. So you get to start.
Or at least, like, know the rules.
Or, no, right. Or even know the rules, right?
Yeah.
And I think we, I mean, you, you look at that, and we, what's, this is so ingrained. Social justice, non-social justice, right, is so ingrained. Even testing that we do with grade schoolers.
Oh, absolutely.
Is so white,
yes,
hetero, male-centered testing that, like, a lot of people don't even stand a chance.
Yeah.
So, and there's a lot, there's so much to do to work on this, right? And I don't think that's our goal of today is to, okay, how do we be social justice warriors?
Yeah.
That's a big, that's huge.
Yeah, that'll be more of a series set.
Oh, yeah.
This is a salting of the hay.
We're just salting the hay. Like, what do people mean when they say social justice, right?
That's right.
Because I think we hear that term quite a bit. And if you've never heard it, you'd be like, well, huh? What does, because I'm sure some people probably should like, oh, yeah. Just nod their head, right?
Yeah.
Because they don't want to ask. They don't want to ruffle feathers.
Yeah.
But you I think it's really important to know this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Back to our hashtag, it's not your fault.
Right.
You didn't, you know, we didn't create social injustice.
No.
But it is our responsibility
Absolutely.
To know about it, learn about it, and do what we can to change that landscape.
I would say definitely, too, because I feel like social justice is a natural byproduct of being in our field, social work.
Oh, sure.
But my goal would be that a basic understanding of social justice leaked into all fields. So,
yes.
You know, within your sphere of influence, it's incredibly important that you know that this exists, that you can see it, and that you have an empathetic response and a empowerment response to those around you.
Yeah.
Because everyone has influence within their spheres, right?
Oh, yeah.
It is really important that... That's why I love... I know that this story is painful for you, and I want to thank you so much for your candidness. You're just being very honest about a painful learning experience.
It really did feel like being ripped to shreds.
Oh, boy.
In front of... Because I felt like... And I know I wasn't. I know there was probably a handful of other...
Yeah.
People in that class that probably thought exactly like I did.
Of course.
I just opened my mouth, right?
I love that. I actually love that. Yes, good for
you.
So
it was a learning experience for all, but it was traumatic.
Yeah.
And I think one of the ways since then that I've recently, and this can get a little touchier, but I really don't want to dive all the way into it. I just want to share the way that I kind of introduced social justice to a family member. And I think I've told you this story. It was during kind of the big kind of racial disparities that were going on, right?
George Floyd, I'm guessing.
So
very
all
recent.
Of,
yes. Yeah.
All of that kind of turmoil in the world. Which
was that
still,
2020 or 2021? It was 2020. Or 2019.
19, maybe.
I think 19, yeah.
And I'm trying to think of when this happened, because it was a little bit further in. But so my brother is a police officer, and I was talking to my aunt, who had recently seen my brother, and she had shared with me how, not my brother particularly, but that police officers were so, like, scared for their own well-being and their own lives.
Interesting.
When they were going to work. Because I think at some point they were feeling very, very scared and not understood or heard. Hmm. Anyway, that's its whole other thing. Mm-hmm. But I think what I finally was able to get across to my aunt, because I really did see a little baby social justice light. Cause
her little glimmer?
Kind of. Little baby social justice light bulb. Because again, my aunt is a beautiful, wonderful person with an amazing heart.
Yeah.
But we don't agree on everything, and social justice is definitely something we don't have in common. But what I said to her is how police officers are feeling right now is how a person of color feels
all the time,
and they don't get to take their uniform off.
Oh.
They don't get to go home.
Yeah.
Take that off and be normal again, right?
Yeah.
So they not only live day to day in that discomfort and being scared for their lives and being, in fear and anxiety, but they have for generations. And we know generational trauma is legit, right?
Real.
It's a thing. So, and I could see the light bulb in her head be like, oh.
Yeah.
And like,
ding, ding.
She just kind of had to stop for a while, which I think is good, because that so I hope I didn't smash her frame to the floor, but that, like, maybe pulled it apart a little bit. Like, look, like, there is a little bit bigger world than this, and I think if that's a story you can hear, that is as gentle as I can be, I think, into recognizing that the world's so much bigger than you.
Yeah.
Right? And again, that doesn't mean that it wasn't scary at that time to be a police officer, right? And it doesn't mean that you didn't work really hard to get to be a police officer.
Sure, yes.
And it doesn't mean that you're not good at your job. It doesn't mean any of those. It doesn't take anything away from you to honor that it's harder for other people that don't look like you.
Yeah.
That doesn't take away from you.
Yeah.
It's just recognizing and understanding
that
not everyone started off with what you started off with. So some people do have to work harder to get where they are.
Yeah.
Or may never get.
That's right.
Right? There is that reality too, which
they don't even get breaks to the starting line.
Yeah. My heart.
Yeah.
Breaks my heart. And do we all have the capacity? Yes, right? I do think, like you said, every person has value in the capacity to do amazing
things. Amazing things, yes.
But the world also is not fair. It's unjust, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's why we talk about and why social justice is so important is because we want to work to make it more just, right?
Yeah.
To make it a more even playing field for people.
Yeah.
And the most, again, that is the most basic.
Yeah.
Please hear me when I understand that I am white, right?
Definitely.
And I'm cisgendered.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of things that I do have boots, right? I did grow up with boots.
Yeah, there you go.
So understand that there are more people way, way more informed than me.
Yeah.
But this is just, because you listen to us, and we do have this platform, I think we wanted to kind of introduce the topic to people.
Well, and I think a couple of things that I love about this story is, one, what you've done with a really painful experience is, I mean, hashtag kind of a trauma narrative. You have introduced, like, because what you've realized is that needed to happen and it was painful.
Yeah.
So instead of beating somebody else up, which you could have done with your aunt. You sat with her and thought, what is the most strategic way I can help her understand disparities in this universe.
Right.
And I kind of see it, you know, you're like busting a frame on the floor. So,
yeah.
But instead, it's like you took her little picture frame and you're like helping to pull the little staples out to like, you know, open up the corner a little bit.
Yeah, I just opened the corner a little bit.
We're getting to work on this. It's going to take a second. But I really value that. And like, I think there is absolutely a time and place for both, right? Like,
yeah.
Sometimes you just got to, especially in my systems work.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people want to do more of a gentle approach to like, disproportionality and things like
yeah.
that. And I want to be like, no, we are a system actively contributing to disproportionality.
Yes.
This should be in every strategic plan. It should be a priority. Like, we don't have to be sensitive about addressing the problem
yes.
of disproportionality. That should be first and foremost, right?
Yeah.
So I think there's definitely a time and a place for how you approach it. What I really value is you taking something that you've learned and working in your circle of influence to bring people to an understanding that is cooperative. And again, I think a little disclaimer and something probably important to know. If you are a person of color, you have probably had to explain racism to white people a lot. And
I'm
want
sure.
to validate the frustration in that.
Yes.
And explain this is not that experience. This is like, we want to help people make that jump into that understanding
yeah.
and learn from a lesson that you learned when you were young.
Yes.
Like, and that's the thing is like,
not young. I hate that I was as old as I was when I started this social work program and didn't know better.
But you learned. When you
yeah.
know better, you do better.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
exactly.
that is our goal at this podcast, is to start spread that understanding of like, I do believe people, when they know better, do better. And
yes.
you're proof. Oh my gosh. Like, and so I love the fact that you're being vulnerable and honest about it. And I want to also validate, when you grow up in a pretty isolated, primarily white community.
Yeah.
Especially if that community has like strong, like evangelical ties, you are likely not introduced to the subject of race at all.
Sure.
So
oh,
like,
sure.
So like race, other cultures, social justice, disparities don't even enter your line of thought. So a lot of people may be learning this lesson late. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And good for you for learning it from this podcast instead of, you know, in front of like that. Ooh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Instead of going to your master's program and just getting eaten alive.
Oh.
Class one. I was like, okay, here
but
we
look
go.
Look at you now. I mean, you're really changing people's perspectives and you're being vulnerable. And I think that is a really cool place to be. Plus, you're doing incredible stuff. So I just want to validate that would totally blow. But look at you now.
But look at me.
You're crushing it. So.
We're growing. And this is, I truly believe social justice and all this whole kind of realm of thinking. I mean, that's like a forever learning and growing thing. You don't,
yes.
you're not like, okay, I read that one book and now I'm good.
I'm ready.
This is one of those, like, I feel like I'm constantly learning, constantly making mistakes.
Yeah.
And learning from those, like, so it is like a lifelong kind of work to be done for each of us individually, for all
yeah.
of us as a society, for within each of our systems, right?
Yeah.
The work on this doesn't end, for sure. We are nowhere near, if not further back than we were before, right?
Yeah.
With other things in the world. But, so just, and you don't have to know it all. I guess that's
yeah.
what I want people. It's not like...
Yeah.
Now that you've heard this, you have to go know it all. That's not how this works.
Yeah.
This is a baby step game for sure.
Oh yeah.
Always just trying to recognize the privilege you have,
yeah.
trying to see the disparities, trying to do what we can to kind of honor, validate, and make those changes. How do
yeah.
we do better?
Yeah.
What is it that I can do to make this better?
Yeah. Ooh, there's a really good workbook on, like, understanding white supremacy and basically unlearning lessons of white supremacy.
Yeah.
I'll have to put it in the notes because I'm seeing the cover in my head, but I can't remember what it's called. But it's a really great tool because I think two things you've said have been really helpful. If this is the first time you're kind of realizing and you're, like, putting on some glasses and you're like, oh, my
Whoa.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
This is a forever process.
Yeah.
You are going to have to unlearn a lot of behaviors. And the great thing about nowadays is there are workbooks and things written to help guide you. Because like we said, it's not your fault that you grew up the way you did.
No!
But it's 100% your responsibility. And if you are white, it is even more so your responsibility.
Yes.
Because we have been such a dominant, violent culture and still continue to be so in this country. And I
Yes.
Not to get, like, too fired up, but I would really, really encourage, like, our white listeners to start that self-education process and let this be the salt that makes you thirsty, brings you to the pool where you can start kind of digging into these pieces and starting to see. And it's okay to get excited about
Yes!
Because...
Yeah.
Knowledge... Okay, I'm going to go on a little bit of a tangent. Okay.
Buckle up.
Buckle up, guys. So... You know how, when you're young, you think that knowledge is power, right? You know more than your friend. You're so cool. You saw more than your friend. You're so cool. You experienced. You know, like, this is social justice. Sometimes people have that lens of, like, well, I know more than you.
Oh, do they?
So I am better than you.
Yeah.
And that creates a really hard learning environment. I have noticed that, I have kind of a joke.
Okay.
I say that, white people can't be woke. We can only really be waking up.
Oh, sure.
Right? Like, we are perpetually waking
up. I think that's 100% valid.
Yeah. And, that's what I would encourage our white listeners to pursue is that process of waking up. Apart from this concept of, like, knowledge is power, be curious. Start pursuing.
Yes.
Just be interested. When you start to see it, get into it. You know, like, I don't want to say get excited because that's kind of weird because it's going to be a little bit devastating if you've not really paid attention.
And I think that is the piece to kind of prepare yourself for.
Oh, that's good. Kind
of knowledge and realization
on
some level, whether we're barely tearing that frame apart or smashing it to the ground, is devastating. It's ugly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not pretty.
White supremacy
is
not great. A great point. That's a really great point.
So it's not like you're smashing this frame to open yourself up to this beautiful meadow of flowers. It's not pretty.
Good call. Good call.
But I think, or I hope, that people want to know.
Yeah.
Right? If you don't know, we can't do anything about it, and we can't make it a beautiful meadow of flowers, right? We can't make those changes to make the world a better place.
Yeah.
If we just stay, like, hidden the whole time, that doesn't do anything. So it's not a pretty picture.
Yeah.
But it's the reality of the world we're living in, and we can help make it better.
Yeah.
But we have to dig in, right? And
and
I do love that there are so many ways to do that now.
I know.
Like you said, there's workbooks, there's books, there's classes you can take.
It's awesome.
Man, just put social justice into YouTube. I mean,
it's great.
You'll have years of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And there's different ways to engage, and it's, you know, it's about listening to people not like you, right?
I get
it's
to do
a
it
lot
too.
Of listening.
Ding, ding, ding.
It is a lot of listening.
Yeah.
And listening to hear, not to respond.
Yeah.
Especially if you're white.
Oh boy, howdy. Put that tool in your tool bag, guys.
Just listen. No comebacks.
No comebacks.
Just listen.
Just shh. But not just shh. Like,
really active listening.
Pay attention. Validate. Use that to change your lens. Like,
yes.
Because the time will come when you get to be the intervention.
Yeah.
Like, there are times that you can step in when you see that disparity.
Yeah.
Such an awesome, like, that is like the true beauty of humanity when you get to,
when you get to that point where you can,
Yeah. I mean, I love that about my job. The elements of that where I can make those systematic changes and really kind of dig in and push and push, I think people would probably
describe
it as pushy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially in system changes.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's pushing to stop things, too, right?
Yeah. Like,
it doesn't have to be that, you know, we totally have rewritten this whole thing,
yeah.
but we stop doing stuff that's...
Yeah.
That's not good, right? So I think it can, and I don't want to say simple, because I don't
yeah.
think any of this is simple.
Yeah.
But yes, it can
yeah.
be as simple as those sorts of, like, stop doing something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's just, social justice is huge. It's a really big kind of world, and there's lots to learn and to know, and
it's
none everywhere. Of us will ever know all of it.
Yeah.
It won't happen,
yeah.
so
yeah.
you're not going to be an expert. But I think my hope is, if you have not heard of social justice or really delved into it, that
yeah.
this episode will let you know that it's, like, it's okay to not have known, but now you do.
Yeah.
So find a way to kind of engage in
yes.
this topic
yeah.
that works for you.
Yeah.
And for me,
it
was getting shoved through my master's program, right? But I did it. But, yeah, there are different ways to look into this topic,
yeah.
Depending on, like, your learning style. There's just all sorts of ways to learn more.
Yeah. I love the YouTube advice. I think that's great. Google
yeah.
it. Yeah. I love that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pursue it. If you're a reader, reading, there's tons of podcasts on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's a really interesting one I liked? I listened to, and I think this one is a perfect example of... It's got kind of a macro level, but Nice White Parents.
Ooh.
I really highly recommend. I think, I don't want to quote, I think it's on Wondery, but don't quote me.
Okay.
Maybe it's not, but you could find it under just Nice White Parents. And it really does a great job of showing how even the best of intentions, when you don't understand social justice and you don't understand systems and you just come in with these grand ideas and, frankly, a lot of money, like,
yeah.
you can really, and it talks about the cyclical, like, effects of
yes.
that, like, so, that's
and these
good.
Are good people with kind hearts
loving
and big
people.
Wallets,
yep.
right,
yes,
trying to
right.
do good things,
exactly.
so that, I think that's why it gets so hard, it's not
yeah.
always those extremes
yeah.
that we see, it's just, they don't, so many of us just don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
That the things that we're doing, even in a kind, loving way, are very harmful.
Yeah, harmful.
Very
that's,
harmful.
It's a wonderful...
Not just mean,
yeah.
but harmful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even without, like, because they do a great job in the podcast, like, these parents weren't, like, dominant, overtly, like, they weren't, like, Nazis or
right.
anything like that, like... So it's a really great illustration of how important it is to know and understand social justice no matter where you are,
mm-hmm.
No matter what field. So I am very excited for this episode to kind of start maybe even like a series of us talking. I think in the future we'll probably do an episode about equity versus equality.
Oh, yes,
super
please.
Fun one. Yeah, I think we'd actually have
a... That's like my jam right now.
Oh, really?
I'm trying to...
Okay.
To work it in lots of different areas right now and help people recognize the difference. I don't want to spoil it, though, because it should be...
I don't want to spoil it.
It should be its own episode.
Yeah.
Because it is...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's... It, okay,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe we'll... Maybe
so it's
we'll
a, it, it'll blow your mind once you're like, oh, shit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In, like, the best
in
way.
In the best
too.
Way.
Yes.
Yes, in the best way. But, again, it really does that kind
yeah.
of, like... shattering of your frame.
Yes. It's gonna break
just
frame.
That topic in and of itself is like, uh-oh.
Oh.
Now we gotta start doing stuff real different.
Oh, no. Especially if you're in any level of service provision.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a huge deal.
Mm.
Anyway, that's
yeah.
a little teaser, I guess,
ooh.
For upcoming
ooh,
stuff.
Ooh, okay.
But I want to thank you for being bold and transparent, because I really think it's going to help people maybe who... have been in a conversation where they needed that comeback, and they said that comeback, and they walked away, but they're kind of, you know, that cusp
mm.
of being ready for change.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, so I think you're going to really help people make that step over into this basic understanding that if you come from privilege, and, you know, we talked a lot about kind of that privilege scope, so who's got all the money?
Right.
That's pretty much how you decide. And it is, in our society, a bunch of cis white dudes.
Yeah.
So the farther you fall away from that, and I'm talking like the way your brain processes information. So neurodivergent, or you have a disability, you are a person of color, you are transgender, yeah. you are LGBTQ+IA, like anything in this scope, the farther yeah. out you get, the harder it is.
In any direction.
Any yeah. direction. Like, it's kind of like, you know, like, they're in the middle. Yeah. There's just all these. It is so much harder. The more difference.
Yes.
What I say is difference is expensive.
Yeah.
So if you're different from, which it shouldn't even be called difference, but if you're different Oof. From those primary yes. moneymakers,
yeah.
It is more difficult. And helping people understand that, I think this will help them start that journey.
Yeah.
This is huge.
Yeah.
It's great.
Because you can't pull yourself up by bootstraps of boots you don't have.
Touche.
So it's not that people need to work harder, right?
No. They need a fucking pair of boots.
They need a fucking pair of boots.
yeah. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I love that.
They didn't have them.
Yeah.
I just thought they needed help lacing them up. They didn't have them.
You're just invisible lacing.
I didn't look. I didn't look.
Oh. Oh. But you do now.
But I look now.
Yeah.
That's right. Don't beat myself up, Susan.
Don't. Also, boots are a metaphor.
I know better now.
Just so everybody knows.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Susan's yeah. like, do you got your boots?
Checking everyone's feet all the time.
Oh, I really do thank you. This was beautiful. And thank you, listeners, for
yes.
joining us.
Thanks for choosing to click on this one and listen to it.
Yes.
This might have been a scary one for some people.
Yeah.
To be like,
you can do it.
I don't want to open that one.
Make the click.
Do it.
Make the click.
We'll just have salt your can it be Himalayan pink salt?
Oh, that's much
classier. In the grinder?
Absolutely it can be. Oh yeah. Ooh, or maybe on the outside of margarita.
Ooh. That's a perfect place to salt. That's a perfect place for salt.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I do hope this gets you ready to drink. Like the horse getting ready to drink, not just like,
not,
I can't wait
not
to
not necessarily margaritas.
No, I'm going with the horse
but,
water.
But to head to the water.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we'll have a lot more episodes coming up about that. So thank you for your transparency
thank
and for
you.
Hanging out.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Right. Bye.
Oh, bye.